that's something that will take with ourselves for a long, long time to come, and years to come. That's what I predict anyway, you know, because it wasn't the case. We went into that game and our preparation was 100%. Everything is done right, and then we just let ourselves down in the day. We as a group just didn't turn up, and you know, it's just something that unfortunately we'll have to live with, but that's sport too, and that's life, and we're not gonna let us affect it too much.
It could be a mighty motivating factor for this year, I'm sure.
It's a motivating factor, surely, that you want to get another bite at the apple now, but listen, it's not the overriding factor in the whole thing, you know. It's just one wee factor of many.
You're facing Derry again now, and a team you know very well, and they know you well as well.
We've known Derry. We've played against them loads and loads of times this last few years, and we know the players inside out, and they also know us inside out. We've played so many times, and we're just so familiar with them. But I think they're a dangerous proposition. You know, you have the likes of Owen Bradley, you have Mark Lynch, you have Enda Lynn, you have Brian McGiver in charge of them, and any Donegal J fan that takes them lightly will do so. I know nobody in our group will take them lightly, but anybody that does take them lightly, well, it's a massive mistake.
Because when you met them earlier in the league, you know, you mastered them fairly well. You know, they won a lot of possession, but they just couldn't break you down.
Listen, it was the first game of the league, so it wasn't a real reflection of where either team was at now. But Derry went through the league last year unbeaten, and shows you what kind of team they are. They're top team. We know them and they know us, so we're not in for any real surprises come the Derry game.
Are they different to Armagh? Are they different to Tyrone?
They'll be different, surely. Like every game, you have to approach differently now, but their way of going about it, and they have McGiver, maybe a different philosophy than Mickey Hart, you know. So, of course, they're going to be differently now, but it's up to Rory to plan for how different they're going to be.
And tell me, obviously Brian McIver knows quite a lot of you very well. He was involved with you. It hasn't worked to his advantage so far, but...
Listen, Brian knows us inside out. Like a lot of them older lads in the squad, he might not know the younger lads as well, but he was one of the first managers to really put a lot of trust in us and a lot of responsibility. And you know, we owe an awful lot to Brian, but it's just unfortunate that he's coming up now. He's in the opposition camp and he knows
so much. There'll be no sympathy for him.
No, but he'll know so much about us. Like, it'll work as an advantage towards him.
And Ulster's still important, is it?
Oh, without a doubt. Ulster's still important. I think there's nobody in that there panel shouting for the provincials to be disbanded. You know, I think there's something that has to be done. The All-Ireland series maybe in an open draw, but the Ulster Anglo-Celt Cup is very, very important to us.
So how was the health? How was the ankle?
The ankle's all right. You know, I went over on it badly there in the game, and you know, it was a bit surreal. I was coming off in a championship game, like, and never, touch wood, never will become a kind of familiar sight now, but it was odd coming off, and I just felt like I wanted to stay on and I wanted to continue on. But Dermot and Dr. Kevin, you know, they're top medical staff, and they know their stuff, and when they're saying, "Oh, listen, you're better off coming off here," then you have to listen to them, and we respect their opinion.
As we said, Derry's going to be tough. Donegal's record against them is good. Is there any reason to believe you can't beat them again?
We'll see now. Like, it's all on the day, that old cliche, but you look at the Dublin game in the championship last year. You know, if we believed everything, we'd be as well just to sit at home and not turn up for that game at all. And a lot of people will be saying this, that you know, Derry don't have a chance. I think Joe Brawley says, which is nonsense. Like, we know what Derry are like, and Derry know what we're like, so we'll need to be playing extremely well to get over Derry.
But obviously, there's enough experience in the squad to know that as well.
Oh yeah, we've been about a long time. We're not going to go about, because we've won two Ulster championship games, we're not going to go about with our chests out and our head up in the clouds now. We've been about a long time. We probably did do that back in the years gone by now. I think we beat Tyrone in 2004, and probably thinking we've reached the top, and then got hammered by Armagh in the Ulster final. So We've got our few lessons, so we know not what not to do.